yo, baby, you ugly.
That bitch a box.
Pulled up in a Prius. That's a broke down Tesla. He making me sick. Influenza.
Hey, I don't care what you gotta say, man.
That's a broke man's head.
First of all, I'm gonna tell you this. A Prius is expensive. I don't know if y'all priced the Prius. The motherfuckers ain't cheap.
Yeah, them fucking eco cars. They be
them motherfucking hybrids. They say you don't want to pay for gas, you gonna pay for this goddamn car. You gonna pay for this. Shit. Yo.
Before we get there, welcome back to another episode of Unfiltered Brothers.
Oh yeah, gang gang.
He out your boy Derek. They out your boy Joe.
Gang gang.
Shout out to Ford and Rand. They couldn't make this episode, but for this episode, we don't have a guest. She's the co-host.
Period.
We don't have a guest.
Period.
She came highly recommended. We checked her resume. We talked to her. She had an interview. You know what I mean? We had to have a panel and shit. You know, right. We got her on here.
All of it.
I'll be like, but you know, we be having the topic. She be having the conversation. I said, she's the first pick hire.
So, you know, we put out there. It was like, you know, we wanted another segment with a female co-host when we have, you know, certain conversation that involves, you know, both sides. So threw it out there, but you know, it's only one person.
It's only like 100% three, baby.
Fit for this type of stuff, you know.
Yeah, because Bri gonna talk that shit.
She gonna talk that shit.
She gonna talk that shit before she gonna do nothing else.
If we locked in, ain't no switching up.
If we like, that's a bar.
Come on, 5G.
I just want to get back to the video. I want to ask, like, why do females be trying to embarrass these people?
Oh, first of all,
it's like y'all get off on embarrassing.
So wait, time out. All right, so I'm assuming that you're not going to edit out the first part because I was doing my little dance. I don't really want to see you do my little dance.
Then it's me over here like this.
I'm gonna fix it up.
Nah. So you feel some way because he put his business out there?
Yeah, I just feel like
she ain't drop no name, bro.
No, what you in your feelings? First off, sir, you ain't even got a Prius.
Sticking up for my nigga, bro.
Why do you feel like that's bashing? That's just saying like,
she said, "Fuck that mama." That's one.
I ain't gonna care, bro. She did say that.
She said that it was ugly. She said that got little dick. She talking about the car.
That's how some females are.
But school, you act like it ain't ugly, little dick out here. Like
my thing is, if he's it, what does that make
statement.
You?
That's a wild statement.
It's true.
like just like you act like they ain't out here.
You act
like it's not a thing. Like you act like she's just bashing the male species.
But I'm saying, but
because
my
thing, this just not an option.
But my thing is, if he's all of this, you already knew he was ugly. What do that make you?
He just smashed.
You are what you attract.
He just smashed.
I mean, I think it's more of a representation of her.
Yeah,
that's what my
I think it's
just
more
saying.
So like, hey, that's not my type. Let's not waste your time with mine.
No,
can I make a remix then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, please hop in the studio right now.
Go ahead. I fully applaud.
My thing is, hey, my nigga got game. If he got if you got past the face, and he got in your bed, I mean, he won. What can you say about him?
But is that what she's saying in the song? Is she saying that's what happened?
She also said he asked, can I? You're not giving
too much credit. First of all, he was dry humping, huffing like a dog.
Which means they were just sitting on the couch. They were just out in public or something.
And he whispered in my ear.
And I nutted.
Did I get off?
From a dry hump?
I'm just saying, bro. I think I ain't gonna hold you. I'm very heterosexual, very grounded in my sexuality. That gave me the ick. That boy gave me. I was reading. I said, hey, I don't know, man. This, You got a special somebody here.
From a dry hump.
Then he finished, turned over, and called his mom.
From a dry hump, you finished? That's what I expect from somebody like that. From a dry hump. Go and call your mama. Get out of my face.
I think it was more than that. Because he asked, she said he asked, can he nut in her?
Hold on, I ain't see that part.
I was a Joe Scroll. Scroll.
I got the lyrics pulled up. Look, what you talking about? Scroll.
He asked her, can he nut in her?
Where do you see this? I see he got bad credit and he got a foot fetish when he swiped his card and got rejected.
Right before she said the ugly part.
Where do you see this ugly part at, too? Oh, okay. He says, then I gag when he asks, can he nut in me?
It's the face. It's the
I ain't gonna hold you because literally like two bars after that, this says, yeah, your mama a bitch. That's a wild bar. What the mama
that's
do?
That's a wild act. That's crazy.
But I think you know what it was? You know, sometimes we don't talk about this. Sometimes when you get mad, you just start saying nigga. Stuff.
Hey, and don't fault the nigga for you having good shit. She said that turned over.
And called his mom like, hey, I messed up. You got to come get me.
That's wild. Y'all telling your mama? hey, mama, I had some crazy boys.
You got to come get me.
It's the wild. No, listen. I ain't charged my Prius, so can you come get me?
I don't know any dude that would tell, well, I probably know one or two that would talk to their mama like that. Mostly,
nah, that's crazy.
Females, the female and the mom usually have a close friend type relationship where they talk about the details and shit like that. I know one.
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now. If my
oh boy, mama, I would love to see how bad she'll slap the taste out your mouth if you told your mama that.
Boy, what? No, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. That's wild. I ain't gonna look, bro. This is a weirdo, bro. You can't say this. It's okay. Not everybody we gotta save, bro. Sometimes we gotta let some of these.
Sometimes you gotta let them go.
Bro.
It's just different. They're not weird. They're different.
Bro, no, we not. No, I'm not letting that go.
I'm not letting that go.
No, I'm not getting past that. Bro, I'm not getting past that.
You gotta embrace everybody, Joe.
I'm gonna embrace shit. If you're weird, you're weird. Nah, you wild.
Embracing
nah.
Who?
Nah. Who am I embracing, bro?
You different.
And why?
And obviously she liked different if he got that far.
No, bro, the whole song is about her not liking him.
How did he get in her bed?
No, do y'all know how, like, listen, you know, like that old, like, figure of speech, like when older women would be like, or even on like Madea, like the Tyler Perry play, right? When she like, boy, I have you somewhere sucking on your thumb, calling for your mama. I think that's just one of them old things. Dude, I think you digging too deep into it. Right. I think you want a leg for the male species to stand on, and that ain't it.
I can't help you. I gotta let that go. I gotta take that. No, bro, he's a weirdo. No, bro, because I'm gonna tell you this. I'm sick of it. No, bro, I'm gonna say it right here on the podcast. I'm sick of these weirdo ass, bro. I'm sick of them. I'm dead ass, bro. Y'all are weird. Like I be looking.
How they weird, Joe? What they do, Joe? What they do,
Joe?
First of all, y'all,
what they be doing, Joe? Don't talk yourself.
Nah. Because I'm gonna tell you right now. I be talking to my sisters, bro, and they be telling me stories, and I be like. Who raised y'all?
Where did y'all come from?
I swear to God, bro. I'm like, who are y'all?
Like, what era?
Bro,
the 2000s kids is weird.
Bro, like, not even trying to be funny, but like, I don't know how many times I've seen stories about like, asking for numbers, getting rejected. Then all of a sudden, he want to call the girl ugly. You ugly anyway.
Blah, dogging blah, blah. Her out.
Bro, I thought this was a fiction.
This is real zesty nowadays. This is bro, very, very
being feelings. I'm like, bro, you're a whole man out here. And look, I ain't get it. You know me. I'm a soft, sensitive ass. I'm in tune with my feelings. I'm emotional, intelligent. I am Joe. But nah, bro, I don't get you. You still a dick, bro. No, y'all are weird.
You boasted on yourself a little bit, but I'm going to let you be great.
I'm there. Hey, therapy certified, baby.
Nah, I ain't going to cap.
You're right. So, this is SD nowadays. Right? You know how like back in the day, like like on Friday, Craig trying to get some money from the chick with the box braids in the car, and then Nia Long come out the house and she like, well, ask that bitch for some money, right? That's how they act nowadays. They get their feelings hurt a little bit. They get a little truth a little bit and they go crazy.
But I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Okay, all right. And this, we're not even gonna talk about random ass weirdos, right? Because I agree. Be zesty. And I ain't gonna lie.
Zesty.
I'm a zesty. I'm a little sad. You know what I'm saying?
Almost zesty. You definitely feel it like when you almost
Hey,
zesty.
it's
I
me.
ain't gonna hold you. It was a bop. I was like, hey. His mama a bitch. But
Ooh, get your man. Get.
nah. This man be sick of me. I love it though. Look, yes, and hey, but nah, but like in this specific example, bro. All right, cool. All right, I give it to you the car. I don't give a fuck about what car you drive. That's either here nor there. Drive what you want to drive. And that's cool. But this is the part that bothers me. I don't care about what you wear as a man. I feel like scents and colognes and stuff. Well, hold on. Some
Okay, I'm
people,
gonna let you finish.
some men aren't taught these things. You know what I'm saying? Some men aren't taught certain scents and colognes and everything like that. So the axe thing, I'm not gonna give him a go on, but I'm gonna
So I
say,
ain't
all
gonna give
right,
him a
maybe
little,
he.
not too much, not too much.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm gonna let him have that. Okay, this is my problem. He got bad credit. He got bad credit. I don't kink shame, so I don't care about the foot fetish thing. He swiped his card and he got rejected. So this is my problem with this. Like, all right, bad credit, sure. You got some credit cards and stuff like that. I got
Everybody
student
messed up in
loans.
like your 20s.
You should always know how much money is in your account, bro. Always know, bro. I do not care.
Period.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna
But
tell you this.
cars can decline not because you don't got no money in it.
Okay. All right.
Or make
Okay.
sure your card is unlocked.
That part. Or let me tell you something. Like for me personally, I get paid once a month. I have experience getting my car rejected. I feel like that wouldn't be as big of a problem, bro, if he was like, oh, I got money, I just gotta move it, blah blah blah,
If he was
explain
just like,
himself.
oh, nah, hold on, wait.
And then he swipes again and went through. Bro, nah, that car got rejected. He kind of stood there for a second. He didn't know what he was gonna do. And
And pondered.
it correlates with the bad credit part. So that kind of goes hand in hand. I give him that. All right. I don't really get the DNR, but he's trying to paramedic. I don't get that bar as much. I'm not as lingo. DNR means do not resuscitate, but he's trying to paramedic, so I don't really know
Well,
that lingo.
I think they just mean D, like DR, like not and.
Well, the next line goes flat line, just dead it. So in other words, I think she's saying just like forget it, like dead the thing and everything like that. So whatever, cool. But
Say it
you know.
again. Wait, run it back.
So, okay, so she says DNR, but he's trying to paramedic. Flat line, just dead it. So I think she was saying like kill it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I thought I
Right,
read the
yeah.
other bar. All right,
Because you're
bro.
trying to resuscitate it. You're trying to be a paramedic. You're trying to keep it alive. You're working hard.
No, just dead it. Just dead
And
it,
you
bro.
just need to.
Just kill it. It's dead. Okay.
Don't
So
worry
this is
about
where
it.
my problem comes into play. This is another one. He dry humping me, he huffing like a dog.
Sexist accent.
That's corny.
I'm
Good
gonna
word,
say,
though.
bro, come
I need
on,
to figure out
bro.
the ages. I see.
That was
I need
my
to figure out
next thing.
the
How old
age.
are they? How old are they?
How old are they? How old is she?
She looked
Because
like
I
some
feel
sort.
like.
She looked
Because
like
here's
look
the
it
thing,
up.
right?
She
If
looked like
she
somebody
is
20.
younger, right?
Let's see her.
I
Let's
feel
see.
like she's gonna have a hard life ahead of her. Because when you younger, you mess up. You know, you fuck up your credit, you know, you blow through your money, you
Oh,
know.
she's a baby.
Okay, yeah. So Didola, she
I
don't know nothing.
Derek, why you bring this up to me? She's 19.
Oh yeah, dead. What's that bar
Was
she said?
damn
You're a paramedic, but
a
you need
hey,
to
bro, you a DNR, but you a
flatline.
therapist? Hey, nah.
Look,
I really
yeah.
didn't care what you said because at the end of the day, my hit.
Bro, she's bro, she's
At the end
I'm
of the
a
day, my nigga hit.
Bro, why
It
are we
don't
having a
seem
conversation?
like he did,
Why are
though.
we
It
having
seemed
a
like he was
conversation
just
about a
trying
19-year-old? Why are we having a conversation about? She is
That's
19.
fucking hilarious.
Everything
No,
she does is stupid.
everything she said and everything she does is
It just
invalid.
got invalidated. Yeah, I don't even care
Straight
no
up.
more.
But for real though,
Damn.
Only reason I brought this up for the same reason Bree said a little while ago. She said I was thinking too much into it.
You think way too much into it.
I only brought this up because
wanted to see how far we was gonna go.
Exactly. But I only brought it
nine
up
games.
Because only and I brought Bree. Oh, let me elaborate. I didn't elaborate why Bree is the host, co-host. When we have in these,
it's the way I act.
You know what I'm saying? Having these conversations.
Game.
It's four boys. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to have, you know, conversation that involves a female point of view on the show, you know, without a
with just boys, yeah. Nah, you cancel. You cancel.
But the next conversation that we're gonna go into, this post was thinking too much into that whole situation. So the post
Bree got a question. Bree got a question.
Because I feel like what he about to say, I feel like what I gotta say is gonna help you lead into the next segment, right?
Talk to me.
You gotta think about where you at in life and what you can do for yourself before you expect something from somebody else. Go ahead.
Big facts. So
won't you?
So basically, let's take it back just a little bit from where it originally started. So the origin of all of this comes from, you know, the viral list, the first thing that came out. I hate you for that. The viral first date list that came out. What was y'all initial thought? We don't have to elaborate on it. What was y'all initial thought?
Initially, I thought it was stupid off the bat.
I don't cap. I ain't gonna cap. I don't took a girl to Cheesecake Factory on the first date.
Because
there's nothing wrong with that.
It's not, because first off, okay, so back to what I just said, right? Because now you're about to get me in my bag. Joe, the way you was talking about niggas, I feel the same about bitches. Okay, you be expecting stuff from people that you can't do for yourself, by yourself, or to yourself.
You know what? We gotta be on the podcast.
Take yourself to Cheesecake Factory, if you can't no boo you, don't talk about it.
All we did was get a female on the podcast to say what the fuck we be thinking in the back of our head, so we won't get canceled. That's it. That's all we did.
Before we started, Bree was like, am I using you?
Yeah, you like, for right here, right now. No, for real. If you can't take yourself to the Cheesecake Factory, if you can't take yourself to Texas Roadhouse, if you can't treat yourself just off of like, I want something good to eat. Right. I'm going here. If you can't do that by yourself, for yourself, why do you expect to be with somebody that's going to do it? Or that can do it. You attract your weight class, baby. You can't fight. If you're not heavyweight, you can't fight in heavyweight.
My thing is, like, what's the...
It's like Pacquiao fighting Tyson.
What's the goals of the first date? Like, I thought it was...
Have a good conversation.
First date, first date. You know what I'm saying? I think
first date is just a good vibe.
Because you got to think about it. Okay, some first dates can come from us, like, communicating for like a month or two, whatever, before we actually link up. But then another first date can be like, oh, I just ran into you at Starbucks or something.
Right. Like, oh, I just ran into you at the mall. Let's go sit in the food court real quick, eat and chop it up.
Exactly. And that's the first date right there. So my thing right. was, like, the first date is pretty much to get to know each other better.
Right.
Why do it matter? Well, some of the shit that was on the list, I agree. But majority of it.
I had to look it up. Sorry.
It depends. Like, you got, like, I got so, you. Like, sure. I think it just depends for real because, and then you want to know something also? I think something funny about men who are, like, really in their bag and they really are like in tune with their mental. I think some of that stuff be like a setup. It's like a front. Like, oh, let me see how she gonna act if I take a shorty to Applebee's.
I've heard about that.
Gonna take you to see,
yeah,
like if you're willing to get to know me. Like if you're willing to, you know, sit here and vibe and talk to me. Like if we've been talking, like you said, Scoop, y'all been texting, talking, communicating for like a month. And then the guy like, all right, you know, let me come pick you up, take you out to eat. Let's go to dinner, right? Get dressed up, you know, be cool, you know, be nice. Take you to Applebee's. You show your ass, right? As a female, you show your ass, or you talk bad, or you eat, or you act like you too good for Applebee's. They 2 for $25. You know, you act like you too good, right? Act like you deserve better or something. And you miss your shot. This man could have took you to Nobu. You know what I'm saying? He could have flew you out. He could have did something. But
ladies,
people don't want an off the bat gold digger. And especially when you ain't what you expecting.
And do you think
you can't be tilapia and think you saying?
I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all.
Do you think? Well, let me ask Pri, hold on.
Okay.
Do you think a lot of females value themselves based off their looks?
Yeah, 100%. Well, I don't know, because I met some real confident people.
You gotta think. This the list originally, well, I don't know. Yeah, it came after the viral video came out of the female that didn't get out the car because the dude took her to Cheesecake Factory. Did y'all see that video?
But Cheesecake Factory low-key expensive, ain't it?
Yeah.
Isn't there? Cheesecake Factory is a glorified Applebee's to me.
But
you know, it's a little razzle dazzle.
Her point,
you're going for the cheesecake.
Her main
got it.
Her main point in that video was like, do you see me? Like, why would I? Like,
girl.
And then he was like, well, we were going here.
But exactly.
I came to your house. You was an hour late. So imagine
now this is what we got.
You know what I'm saying? So he was like, and then I guess she didn't let him in the house or something. Whatever.
And then you know what's also crazy is, and I know this is gonna lead into our next segment too. What's also crazy is again, you blocking your blessings because yeah, it was a Cheesecake Factory, but what if he rented that whole joint out? Like what if he had decorated the whole thing? Like what if he know the manager? Or even if not even if it was just like a money thing, like what if it was like one of my friends from back in the day is the manager here, right? General manager, regional manager, whatever. He gonna let me close this jank down. He gonna close this jank down. Let us have it 2 hours, you know, end of the night, after hours or whatever, something like that. You could be potentially like messing up a whole relationship, you know, cause somebody trying to do something nice for you. Like for me, I just feel like that's foolery. I feel like that's stupid. And then she like, you see me? Yeah, girl, get your ass out of the car. I saw you 2 hours ago when you was an hour late.
That's funny.
Come on.
I ain't gone. Y'all touched on a lot of stuff. So I gotta make sure I try to go back and touch up on everything. But my main point is, one, you gotta stop letting social media dictate how they live their life. Social media is if you want me to be plain about it, it's just another means to a reality in which we do not exist. It is
right
because anything, you know, like not like I'll tell my job, like personally, like we can't take anything off social media and make it credible because anything can be put on social media. It doesn't even matter. Like so ultimately it doesn't matter. So like the list itself doesn't matter. And I think that people that take this false reality and then try to make it their reality is like, you know, why are you doing this? You know, whatever. But that's the first thing. The second thing is you can be okay with not going to Cheesecake Factory. I don't have a problem with that.
Everybody as long has as you their can own afford size. Where we're going next.
Well, yeah, that, and you know,
that's it.
If you are, because I think it was a video about, like, it was a while ago. It was this girl, she was in the street being interviewed, and she was like, I think she makes like six figures. So she said she wanted a man to make six figures or something like that. Mm. Like, and I get that because that's because, like, you're going back to your weight class analogy. Like, that's a weight class for you. Maybe you have gotten used to this lifestyle.
A certain lifestyle.
And you don't want to go back. And I get that. I get that wholeheartedly. I think my thing is, too, going back to you, Derek asked, what's the purpose of a first date? A purpose of the first date is whatever you and that person wanted to be. If you and that person want to go to movies for y'all first date, that's perfectly fine. If y'all want to go for a walk in the park, you know, a first date is a first date. I can, like, they're never one and the same. There's no rule book to date.
Right.
But I think that's the problem. Like, you sit there and you let social media dictate how you're supposed to treat people when everybody is different. Everybody has their own preferences. I don't like For a Walk in the Park, but if a girl that I'm dating, I'm 250. I'm 250 pounds. I get sweaty. I don't like it. I'm like, you know, earthy smell. I don't care for it. Now I wasted my cologne. I got cologne on.
I did all of this to smell like outside.
And you know, I got allergies. I'm out here, hachoo. What the fuck are we walking in the park for? But
250, I could squat you.
There it is. But, oh, strong ass. Nah. But, but if she was like, you know, I don't want to go out to eat. I just want to go for a walk and talk. That's a preference. I think it's stupid.
But again, it's the first date. I think the issue with the post is the fact that it's the first date. Like,
fuck all that,
because there is no rules.
No, fuck all that.
Because there's no list. The first date, you gonna tell people not to take you?
Fuck all that. First day, second day, third day. We going to get cheesecake. That is what we doing. Come on. Come on. We cheesecake. They brought back the seasonal flavors.
If you don't want cheesecake, well, fresh strawberry toppings on top, you sit in the car. You find your way back home. I'm going.
Look, I'm in there. I'm in there. I'm eating. I'm happy. I got me some sliders. You know what I'm saying? But no, I think it's.
You know, I haven't been to Cheesecake Factory in a real, real long time. And the reason I think I said, oh, it's kind of low key expensive, I think because when I went there, back to what we were talking about at first, the first time I went there, I was real young.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like,
yeah,
for cheesecake, okay.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, but it's like anywhere, you know, you go, fuck it, I can spend a rack at Applebee's, you know, for real, like,
easy.
I can, you know what I mean, like, we talking about money, get and you talking about drink. Prices, bro, that's what I'm saying, now you're telling me, on the first day, we just sitting there talking, come on, girl, we ain't doing nothing, let's go to Applebee's, do the dollar margaritas,
right.
Like, come on, let's do a little something,
you a school toe up, keep on,
hey, day, come get me, But nah, I think it's just like a matter of like people
just out of touch and they let social media determine so much. Bro. And it's like, for me, it's just like the audacity, like out the weight class and you know, all of that stuff. Cause I feel like they could be vice versa as well. But nonetheless, like you let so like Glow Rilla said, social media fairy tale. You let something. That's what she said, and internet trolls. She said, it's a fairy tale. Like, it's like Joe was saying, it's whatever you put out, whatever you throw out there, people have no choice but to believe it until you show them something different. Right. So for me, it's the audacity to let somebody make a list that you feel like you can or can't go by. This person could have not even been on a technical first date. You know what I'm saying? Like this person could be the person who went to Applebee's, Olive Garden on the first date, and then they should get married with the exact same person that they said they wouldn't do this with.
Bro, that's a good point. We don't know context or nothing behind anything. And they are quick to sit there and create a whole narrative about like a 2 second, 2 minute clip.
And rhyme with it.
Bro, it was crazy because like J. Cole had just been on Lil Yachty's like little podcast or whatever like that, and he was talking about how he was going at him because you know he blurped out like that Jada and Will love part, and then he came back and he was like, I didn't blurp that out because I didn't agree with that part anymore. He said, I blurped that out because I was really feeling that part. But people on social media took it and was like, oh, yeah, Cole don't want that Will and Jada.
Even Colin backed out. Yeah.
Like, he also said it was an old clip, too. So.
Yeah. And it was an old-ass clip. It won't even new. So it was like,
that's
bro,
what I'm getting. People create a narrative and run. They take it out of context. Followers. They don't know the context. And they just jump in. They just dive into it. Like, that video
everybody's
was
followers.
Before he even had his lock. Like, keep going.
Exactly. Exactly. If I'm not mistaken, that fit, that's my boy. That Heavy fit might be from like 2014 Forest Hill. Like, if I'm not
Legit.
Mistaken, it might have dead ass been, bro. It might have either been like Forest Hill or
In the
For Your Life, or whatever. Like, hey, Those dreads were short. Yeah,
he was in a locker room. Nonetheless.
But you know, like still, like he was wearing the jersey, and I remember that was a fit that he used to wear a lot back in the day with them Jordan 1s. And I was like, that's an old ass clip. It's not nigga, but
old clip.
But people
they
are followers.
Take 3 seconds. Cole dissing, Cole taking it back. Mm-hmm. Run with it. Somebody
that's
else grab it. They take a little bit more out of it. They add a little bit, change the caption, repost it. It's completely different than what it was even was.
Right.
People
right.
just too invested into social media and it's fake.
Bingo. Bingo. Yeah,
that's pretty much my thing on the list. Pretty much like what y'all said with the social media shit. That's how people live their lives now on social
yeah.
media. So I didn't really even care about the list as much. And I know people, everybody on Twitter, especially Twitter, Black Twitter, just be on there talking. Just want to get heard for whatever reason.
I love it.
But this is a series of things that's going on. So that comes out, the video comes out, then the list comes out, and then Russ takes Sierra to Waffle House. So he rents out a Waffle House for Sierra. Sierra was on an interview.
Scoot was tight about this one, y'all.
Hey,
Scoot was tight.
It was on an
interview. Stop me in the hallway. You see that shit? I was like,
what I want to say is my first date with my husband was at McAdoo's in good old Farmville, Virginia.
Granted, for people that don't know where Farmville, Virginia is, it ain't really too many places that's good to eat there. Honestly, that was like a four.
And not even that it's not too many like places to good to eat there. It's like now it's developed a little bit.
Yeah.
But at that time, it was probably like 3-4 spots you could really like even sit mm-hmm. down and like eat. It was like McAdoo's, Applebee's. Buffalo Wild Wings. Maybe
Ruby
Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because y'all dated when it was before it became the Fish and Pig over there.
Way before that.
Yeah, I'm going to say, before they moved it over there.
Shut that down. And, mm-hmm. you know, and the Fish and Pig was way on, like, by the outside of town.
Yep.
Like, our first date was, like, maybe end of 2018, beginning of 2019.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And in December, we'd be married. Oh, you.
Damn, it's been 4 years.
Yeah.
I love that for you, girl. Hey! That's what I'm talking about. That's crazy. Hey, yep. I know this ain't got nothing to do with what you're talking about, Dad, but we old, bro. We are.
Oh,
old.
No. You are.
You're older than us.
Excuse me? ¿Qué pasó?
don't try to like you don't understand me now.
No.
4 years, bro.
Yeah, December 30th, we've been married 4 years. And again, it was McAdoo's. And so with our first date, little backstory, I'm gonna make it quick. I think I was supposed to help him study for the ASVAB, right? Military test. So he came over to the house with his little book bag. We in the living room, nothing funny happened, no crazy business. I put on YouTube, played music. Y'all know my playlist go crazy, right? We ended up like just singing, just going through song, like chatting it up, talking. Got crazy late. We hungry. And I was like, I'm not cooking for you, my boy. Like, this ain't even, you know, type time. At this point, this is the first date. I'm not cooking. And literally, we got up at my house mad late. It was probably like 11, I think McAdoo's closed like 11 through 12 or something like that. We went there late, sat in a little booth, kicked it there for like another hour, eating, talking, whole nine yards. I tried to pay. He paid. And we went back to my house for like three, four more hours. At this point, it's like 2-3 in the morning. And then he went home. Yes, I sent my boy home at 3-4 in the morning. Absolutely.
But My boy spun the block though. My boy said, "I'm gonna make a wife out of you."
He was back.
My boy said, "I'm gonna make a wife out of you."
I'm gonna make it. You send me home at 4 a.m. And I made sure he got home safely. We texted the whole way.
You mentioned you didn't want to cook because y'all didn't really on that level yet,
right?
So why would I take a shorty to an expensive ass spot if we don't know you like?
And that was my point. Like, a first date is like, we ain't got no like attachments, no like commitment. Like, we just trying to see, you know?
And to be funny, like, to be honest, right? Well, I don't know the type of timing y'all was on. Like, I don't know if y'all liked each other during that point, but it was like, I'm just coming over here because I need help with this studying. I need you to help me. And you just vibing. I know y'all just sick.
No, you can be better than that. It's like, no.
But like, all just aside, like, that's what I'm talking about. When I talk about like love and I talk about like, fuck that social media shit, man. A vibe.
Yeah.
When you find somebody you vibe with, you don't spend the whole day with them. And it's 4
and
in the
don't
morning.
Even know it. You don't even know it. And you know what I was just thinking about is, at that point, right, when he came over to the house, we got to that point because a bunch of us had went to the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. And he had came like later or whatever. And we had like played some pool, you know, we was drinking, holding our yards, a bunch of people that we work with was there. Me and him ended up like sitting on the pool table talking. The whole vibe going on. People drinking, laughing, have a good time. We on the pool table, chatting it up. Played around a pool or two, sitting there chatting it up. Cool. He left, he came back, we still sitting there chatting it up. When he left, I started drinking. So he was like, "Hey, you gotta let me know when you get home." And y'all know me back then, I'm like, "I'll be home in 2 seconds. I'm around the corner." Got home, text him. We text that whole weekend. Maybe like that next week. Oh no, we might have had to work the weekend after. Maybe like the week after that. That's when we had our first date.
Hey man, I'm gonna tell y'all, stay the fuck off social media.
Heavy, and neither one of us is on social media a lot. Most of our social media stuff is working out stuff, or. I think I'm a little bit more in my little spiritual bag at the moment, you know. Mm-hmm. I post like a more like motivational stuff or just like all fun and jokes, like everything's a kiki. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. And then of course we do like, you know, the important stuff. We satisfy the people. But other than that, we don't do too much.
Hey,
a simple life, a private life is a happy life.
Boy, you ain't never lied.
Even when we bad, listen, and I know this ain't what we talk about, but listen.
No.
Even when we are bad or at each other neck, we not getting on social media.
Yeah, it's not anybody's business.
Because then we really be fighting in this house. That's my pet peeve. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Nothing annoys me more to see like just people putting their business out. I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Especially when you know you're about to be back with that man in a week. Like, why? What are we doing? Or why are you talking about this girl? You know, like, you know you're about to be back at your baby mama house. Like, mm-hmm. What? At this point, you're getting us invested for no reason.
I remember when we had randomly, because you know, we'll send each other memes and shit out the blue.
Funny.
And you was like, Joe, call me or something like that. I got something to tell you. And we was talking, because remember, I think this is when I was either, I must have been in Dinwiddie or I was doing something. So
you had no service.
Yes. I remember you were like, "All right, I'm going to tell you before I get out, which you shouldn't get out." And I don't know how many months pregnant you was at this point. You was like, "But I'm going to drop it." You was like, "I'm going to drop it month." You was like,
right here, I'm letting everybody know.
I was like, and I remember because it was like, and we talked about it, and he was like, "Nah," but that's what the old folks used to do. Remember, old folks would be
you
like,
wait until you your first trimester over. You wait till you about 4 or 5 months, then you tell everybody. And actually, I think when I did tell everybody, yeah, I easily was like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, you was about 5 months. You was in there. I said, God damn. I said, you pregnant.
Super pregnant. Super pregnant. And I got so round so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're talking about pregnancy, shout out to my boy Scoop, because